Derek Warren here with IDOT's District 7. Tim Hemman, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, good to be here, Derek.
Yeah, Fayette Avenue is still running along pretty smoothly. There's lots of construction going on throughout town, though, obviously, but I know IDOT's main focus is still on Fayette Avenue. What's the update on that?
Yeah, they on the Henrietta section there between basically Fayette and Jefferson, they're finishing up the raised median there. So the plan is to have Jefferson and Henrietta Street intersection open next Monday. So it should be, you know, functioning like a normal intersection. All the traffic control should be out of the way for the motorists. And also next week, in the evening, there should be some pavement striping going on. You know, they're going to do that in the evening hours, you know, so there won't be as less traffic around so they can do the striping and everything. So, so hopefully by the end of next week, you know, it should start looking like a more finished product.
Yeah, that'll be great. I know it's a lot smoother, a lot wider. That's kind of what the whole project was about, was resurfacing and redoing all of it so it's a wider lane going each way. So that's definitely been a step up from where it was before.
Yeah, so we're getting closer to the end of the project. We've got, you know, the striping, a few other small things to do. So it's getting closer to the end of the project.
Yeah, it's moving along pretty quickly, and the weather has cooperated lately, too, so that's also a big help.
Yeah, yes, it has.
Okay, what other projects do we have going on, then?
Well, we just finished up the patching on just south on Banker Street, so all that traffic control is down. I know that was up for a couple weeks. That was somewhat of an inconvenience, but that is complete. A couple other projects we got that are going on in the area. On Illinois 33 from Dietrich to Newton, the milling is complete and they're resurfacing the project. We should be done in a couple weeks on that project. Also on US 45, we have a project. It's going to be it's a surface sealing project. It's in Cumberland County, so it's just south of Neoga at the county line, going back north of Neoga to Illinois. Just west of Illinois 121, so that's some other projects that are going on, or will be going on here shortly. I think that's good. The 45 project in Cumberland County, it's roughly the 18th, I think they're wanting to get started.
Okay, so coming up pretty soon then.
Yeah.
All right, any others in the area?
Yeah, in September we'll have a few other projects that are, you know, we don't have an exact start dates yet, but hopefully they're starting in September. We have the Banker Street overpass right here just south of Fayette. They're going to be doing some deck repairs and some barrier wall repairs. So they'll be down to one lane in each direction. So like I said, hopefully that starts in September sometime. And we'll have a press release out on that one when it does start. US 45, we have safety shoulders. That's from basically Rickleman north to Sigel. There's a county line there at Sigel. We're adding some 3-foot safety shoulders there. So, and that's scheduled, you know, probably second week of September. We don't have a hard start date, but we'll know more next month. And also on Keller Drive, we're going to have some patching on Keller Drive. Keller Drive and Henrietta Street. Henrietta, there's going to be some night work. It'll be night work there when that does start. That's also a September start, probably.
Okay, you said patching work for that one?
Yeah, Keller Drive patching work.
Okay.
And that'll be done at night.
All right. So, yeah, a little bit less traffic for them to deal with, and then it'll be done at night. So a bit cooler temperatures as well if it does wind up being hot during that time. So, all right. Any others in the area that you can think of?
No, that's really all we have. I mean, they're ones I just named, they're smaller projects, but they will take a little bit of while to do and everything. The Banker Street project could take, you know, a few months overpass. But the other Keller Drive and US 45, that should just be about a week-long project.
Okay, so fairly quickly on those. And obviously, as always, want to make sure people stay safe in the work zone. Make sure to slow down and stay off your phones.
Yeah, don't get distracted and pay attention to changing conditions in the work area. So